Superman Legacy casting, The Flash bombing at the box office, and Secret Invasion Episode 2. We're talking all that and more on this week's show. I'm your host, Nick.
And I'm Anthony.
And welcome to That Superhero Thing.
Da-na-na. Oh, let's do it.
I'm sad this week. Do you know why I'm sad?
You really sound
sad. I am actually sad. Did I sound sad? Was that legit?
I'm dead sad.
Do you know why I'm sad? Because we've got a little bit of Flash news this week, and I feel like this is the last time I'm going to get to do Flash news. Because it's out now. It's out. I'm going to miss talking about that pesky Ezra Miller and all these crazy little adventures every week.
Unless they re-release it in a month's time.
No.
Morbius 2.0.
No, oh yeah, they could do. They might do. I know that's going to be in digital. That'll be on digital by the time this episode comes out, and it's coming out tomorrow. It'll be on digital. We've got a bit of news. I know we say we're doing news, but we're doing news. Let's do news. So we're going to talk. Let's talk Flash. We said Flash. Flash is bombing at the box office. You've not seen it yet. I've not seen it yet, haven't I? No, I haven't. I think. I feel like I've seen most of the film off like Twitter.
Oh, really?
And stuff like that. I'm not really bothered about it.
I'm not, like, I've literally just not gone anywhere near it. I've not watched any of it.
You're not seeing anything like Twitter or anything like that?
Only the original trailers and stuff, that's it.
I don't know what to think. I've got some people saying it's absolutely brilliant, and then, like, it's the best superhero movie ever made. I'm not buying it. But it is, it's 65% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is technically fresh. And I think Thor, Love and Thunder, scored less than that. The thing we're talking about, though, is the box office performance. So it's just at its second weekend, it's really struggling. Fandango did buy one, get one free tickets on the second weekend. That is never a good sign. It's just today. Oh, I think it's past 214 million globally, which is just past its production budget.
Wow.
So, which was 210. But so then you've got to add on another 150 million marketing.
Yeah.
That's what they're going with. And they don't think, I don't know who they are, but the people who decide these things don't think it's going to hit 300. Ooh. So it's going to be a loss. They reckon it's going to be at least 100 million loss. Why? I can't wrap my head around why things are struggling so much. Because Indiana Jones seems, I know Indiana Jones has been out like 2 days, but no one really seems to be going to watch it. And that had like a $250 million dollar production budget as well.
Do you know what though? I think in this age where we've got streaming at home and stuff like that, I think cost of living is really affecting it. I genuinely think that's a thing.
I was sitting there thinking the same sort of thing. Because I was thinking, is it cinema fatigue? Is it just people aren't bothered about going to the pictures anymore?
I think it's like, so with The Flash, like I was going to go.
Yeah.
Like I was planning on going, and I just thought, you know what? I'd rather not spend the fiver right now.
Yeah.
And that's literally been my thought process.
It's so tight.
I know, I am dead tight. It's only $4.99 in there. Begging it.
It's probably buy one, get one free as well.
Probably.
But we'll happily spend 15 quid on it next week when it comes out of digital.
No, actually, I won't even spend that. In my head, it's just, that is what's coming across to me, is just that people aren't.
But
it's a luxury.
It's globally.
And because when people, the thing is though, but isn't that happening all over the world?
I think so, yeah. But can I just say, Across the Spider-Verse has just hit almost 570 million.
Yeah.
It's now, Across the Spider-Verse is now Sony Animated's most profitable movie ever. It beat the Smurfs. The Smurfs was 563 million and it's now beat that. So it can't be superhero fatigue.
No.
It can't just be cinema fatigue in general. Is it just because of all Ezra Miller's wacky adventures up to the release?
Is it just that?
A DC?
No, I don't, well. So here's the other thing. It's not going anywhere anymore.
No.
So
there's a new thing now. We'll talk about that in a minute, obviously.
But there is a lot of people that are going, well, that's, James Gunn's not using that in the new one, so what's the point in watching it? Do you know what I mean?
Though, do you think your average moviegoer knows that?
But I think that Shazam 2 was the same thing.
Yeah. Shazam 2 only did 133
million. But to be
fair,
I think the people going are your average movie people. I think it's your fans that are going, that
can't be bothered
I'm
anymore.
Not doing it
potentially, yeah.
So I don't know.
I'll watch it. We're gonna watch it on digital. We've already decided that probably next month's Patreon, to be fair, with how quick it'll be on digital. Next, when it comes out on digital, we will do a bad movie commentary for Patreon. And we're very close to sort of figuring out how to do a drunk movie commentary for Patreon. So it's definitely going to be interesting. We'll give you more info on that one when we know more info on that. But I'm already looking forward to that. Should we talk some more positive DC news? Because there is another major bit of news this week.
Okay.
Finally, after what feels like months and months of rumours, we have finally got official confirmation as to who our new Superman and Lois Lane are.
We have.
So, it's been announced by, and it's been confirmed by James Gunn, that David Corin Sweat and Rachel Brosnahan, stars of nothing I've ever seen before, are going to be playing Clark Kent, aka Superman, and Lois Lane, aka Superman's girlfriend. So, what do you think? Have you got an opinion? Because I don't know who they are.
Well, I think they look like the younger version of Henry Cavill and Amy Smart. No, not Amy Smart. Amy Smart. Amy Adams.
It's a completely different actress.
Yeah. I meant Amy Adams. Shut up.
Yeah, they do a little bit. David Corin Sweat does just look like a younger version of Henry Cavill.
Yeah, totally.
Have you seen the leaked screen test? It just looks like Henry Cavill. He's got Henry Cavill's suit on. It just looks like Henry Cavill.
Standard.
I'm
not against. I'm actually quite a fan of it being people that I don't really know.
Yeah, I'm good with that as well.
That's 9 times out of 10 has gone well.
Yeah, I agree.
When it's been people that you don't know,
especially when it becomes especially an issue. I think when you've got an actor who is quite big, but they've got like an iconic-ish role, and you're always going to see them as that type of role, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
I think a good actor can get around it, and I'm not saying that, you know, Nick Holt isn't a good actor and that's why he's not got it, but I mean, we'll talk about Nick Holt in a minute, but yeah, I think
he's too weird looking.
He's not weird looking.
Nick Holt.
Weird looking.
Yeah, he's a bit weird looking.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I feel really sorry for him. We're talking about Nick Holt now.
He's making a fair bit of money. I don't feel sorry for him at all.
No, I feel sorry for him because he went for Batman and he didn't get Batman. And now he's gone for Superman and he's not got Superman. I couldn't see. Do you know what? I could have seen him as the Robert Pattinson version of Batman. I could have gone with that. I think if you'd announced it was Nick Holt before that Robert Pattinson one, I'd have been like, how can you have Nick Holt's Batman? But now looking at what Robert Pattinson did with the role.
Yeah.
I could see that they could have gone with Nick Holt as well. I can't see him as Superman.
Yeah.
I kind of just wanted him to get it because he'd gone for Batman.
Nick Holt, like, it's really weird. He's not ugly. He's not by any means ugly.
Okay.
But he hasn't got the traditional look. And I think that's what goes against him for your superheroes.
Right, okay.
Because there's a bit of a perfection thing about a superhero, isn't there?
But could you see him? To a degree. Could you see him as Flash?
I could see him as Penguin.
Yeah, I could see him as a hero, though. I could genuinely see him as Flash, like new DC Flash. Yeah, I could see him as that.
No.
Let's go bad guy.
I'm not feeling it.
I was going to say Lex Luthor, but apparently one of the Skarsgård brothers is up for Lex Luthor.
Shut
Either
up.
Bill.
Oh, I'd be well
both, like, both of them. Like, it's not like it's unconfirmed which one. It's like both of them have screen tested for it. So, I don't know who they'll go
I'd be
for.
Happy either way.
I'd be good with either of them, to be honest.
I do love the Skarsgård family in general.
Sticking with Supes and Lois Lane, though, again, we don't really know anything. I've not heard anything about David Corin Sweat, other than he just does look like a young Henry Cavill. People are slating him a little, not slating him, but people are a little bit like, he's very skinny, but Henry Cavill wasn't massive when he got cast as Supes, and he's huge now, do you know what I mean? So, you know, 6 months in the gym, exactly. Rachel Brosnahan. Again, I've not seen it, but is it the marvelous Miss Maisel or Mrs. Maisel, something like that, on Amazon Prime?
Oh, is that her?
I think so, yeah. I've heard very, very good things about that. Oh, have you not heard good things about it?
I've watched it.
Oh, have you?
I got a bit bored.
So you do know who she is? You've seen something?
Yeah, I just don't remember.
Is it definitely her?
I don't know.
Should we do a quick IMDb check in the middle of the episode?
I'm sitting there going,
she's 100% in that film, in that show or whatever.
Yeah, I think I got like 4 or 5 episodes in and I just wasn't really feeling it.
Weren't you?
No. But I did that with Orange is the New Black.
The marvelous Mrs. Maisel. That's what it's called. I've not watched it. I watched the trailer.
I did it with Orange is the New Black. Watched like 3 or 4 episodes. Absolutely hated it. Threw it away. And then came back to it 2 years later and thought it was the best thing since sliced bread. It happens now and again.
It does sometimes.
I did it with Anchorman.
Let's try. Yeah, I didn't like Anchorman the first time.
No, I didn't. I was like, what is this?
Let's try and watch it.
Loved it.
Yeah, we should try and watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. But again, I don't know what he's been in. But we'll see. I find it a bit of a random time to announce it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Because it just really kind of like came out randomly.
Because isn't
on
it like
Tuesday.
Ages and ages away as well?
Yeah, it is. But there was rumours that it was going to be announced at Comic-Con. Because Comic-Con's in July, and it's just been announced that Sony aren't going, Marvel aren't going, and Paramount aren't going. So it was, as far as I was aware, it was kind of just going to be Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers could have taken over the whole thing. So Warner Brothers could have, it would have been the ideal time to announce who's playing Suits.
Do you reckon there was a threat of a leak? So they've tried to
I think it
get
was
ahead.
A let's detract from all the bad press that we're getting for The Flash being a complete box office bomb. I think that's what it was, because all anyone's talked about
it's even
DC
worse
wise,
cause
is how bad it is.
James Gunn has really like tried to bulk it up, The Flash.
Oh yeah.
And I just think, it's not yours, mate.
No, I know.
So don't,
but he's taking ownership of it now. So he's,
no, I know he's taking ownership. But
no, like, I mean, yeah, he's taking ownership of it. Like, he's saying it's like the best, it's like, you know, the best comic book movie ever. And a lot of people have said that sort of thing. And I think now he's, because he's become so invested in it.
Yeah.
I think they were kind of leaning towards, I still think to a degree it was like, we'll include this in the new DC if it does well. And now it's like, we won't include it in the new DC.
Yeah.
They're saying that Blue Beetle is going to be part of the new DC. But they've, I think it's James Wan who's directing Aquaman 2.
Yeah.
He's already been talking to him in interviews this week about the standalone nature of the movie. So again, trying to separate it, not just from the new DC, but the old DC as well. It's like, don't worry about what it's part of or anything like that. Just treat it as a standalone movie, which again, might mean it's good, but it just shows it's still in a bit of shambles, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. Should we talk, are we done with news? Should we do Secret Invasion? You tell me what you think and then I'll tell you what I thought, even though I already told you.
So I actually really enjoyed it.
I thought it was really slow.
It was slow. Don't get me wrong, it was slow. But I was getting a lot of... I felt like I was getting a lot out of it.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot to talk about from the episode.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I found it quite boring.
Did you?
Yeah, I feel like it's asked a lot of questions, or it's made me ask a lot of questions, which is always a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm sitting here and there are loads of things I want to know. talking through it now, and there's a lot of questions that I've got. I think there's a lot of clues as to where it's going as well. So again, we'll touch on all that. But at the same time, found it quite boring, and I don't know whether it was just because there wasn't really much action in it,
yeah,
and it was just a lot of talking, and I just think that's the danger of doing things on a TV series basis.
Yeah,
but at the same time, you don't just want to throw stupid action in like She-Hulk did.
Yeah, I think part of the problem is we've literally just come off the back of a terrorist attack at the end of episode one.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've been thrown so heavily into it, and we've gone, oh yes, this is brilliant, but then they've gone, well, we do need a story behind it as well, because otherwise it's just going to be that action without an actual good story behind it.
No, no, you mean.
But in order to do that, we've got to get some of that backstory, we've got to get some of that build up.
And I get that.
I'm just hoping that that's the only one, though.
I think, I mean, I'm not.
I don't think it will be. I think we'll get at least one more.
I'm sure we will. I'm not a producer, I'm not Kevin Feige, I'm not whoever's directing it, because I don't know the name of the guy directing it, but, and obviously I haven't written it either, but I just feel like episode two of a series, when you're doing them on a week-by-week basis, it's too early in the game to have a really heavy dialogue episode.
Yeah.
I don't think people are invested enough in the series at that point.
Yeah.
Episode three, possibly, even still a little bit early, but I feel like you need a couple of weeks to get people into the show before you start going heavy dialogue. And I think that's why I struggled. I think also because I'd seen, before I watched it, a lot of really positive feedback about the episode on like Twitter and Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And maybe I went in with really high expectations. And again, it wasn't a bad episode. I just found it a little bit boring. From a story perspective, though, as I said, it told us a lot. Backstory wise,
well,
we've
been properly introduced now to what's his name,
Gravik. Yeah, so we've kind of, to a degree, do you feel like you completely understand his motivations and why he's doing what he's doing now?
Not 100%, but I kind of get it.
Like, the foundations are there.
I kind of get it, but I'm also like, oh, this is the story that always happened. It's the kid who got left behind and is blaming the parents. I know it's not his parent, but blaming that father figure, whatever, for disappearing. It's like, it's not that black and white.
No, clearly.
And it's that. But it's that thing all over again.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I've seen that quite a lot. And that's the only thing where I'd say, I wish it would have just been something that little bit different.
So just to check, right. So backstory wise, Gravik's like an orphan.
Yeah.
He's Nick Fury's promised to do everything for him as long as he gives Nick Fury the help. And then Nick Fury's disappeared because of the blip.
Yeah.
And then disappeared 20 years later to confirm. And then he's disappeared up to Sabre.
Yeah.
And that's why he's upset.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought was. I'm just making sure I didn't miss anything. Do you feel like we're going to get more than that, or do you think they're just going to run with that's why he's pissed off?
I mean, I don't know.
I've got a feeling they're going to run with that.
I feel like they might run with that.
And the rest of it's now going to be Gaia figuring out he's bad. I think that's his sort of stall set.
I'm a bit upset how everyone's treating Fury.
Yeah. Everyone's treating him like he's doing something really bad.
And he hasn't.
I don't think he has either, other than going up to Sabre.
Yeah.
But we don't know what he's doing on Sabre.
No.
That's the thing.
But it just seems like everyone's got beef with him and everything's his fault. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
Back off.
Do you feel like they've kind of jumped a bit too far with that?
I don't think they've jumped too far with it. I understand everybody's motive. I understand that since the blip, he's changed, but the world has changed as well.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like
there's a million scrolls on Earth now.
Well, I feel like we got this from the argument between him and Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
And it was the whole, you've come back down, you've not spoken to anybody, you've not communicated anything with anyone, and you've essentially started a mini war.
Yeah.
And you're expecting us to just clean this up, and you're just cracking on, and you're not giving us any information whatsoever, and you're being reckless about it.
Yeah.
Now,
but they know. But he knows the Skrulls are there, Don Cheadle. That's the thing. It's like, he's upset that Nick Fury hasn't told him. But then he also kind of admits, I already know this is going on.
Yeah.
Just not to the extent that you're telling me it's going on, Nick. Yeah. But then, when Nick of it does tell him that it's bigger than he thinks, he's like, nah, you're wrong. You're wrong. And it's like, well, what do you want then?
Yeah.
You're sitting there telling him, saying you're not sharing information, which you already know. And then when he gives the information, you don't believe him.
Well, I'm thinking, is there more to him being sent up to Sabre?
Yeah, but when will we find that out?
Totally.
Is the Marvels set before this? Is that Nick Fury up in space?
Maybe.
We don't know. It's not made very clear at all. Let's talk. Should we talk Skrulls?
Okay, yeah.
Like, who's a Skrull?
Everyone.
Because a lot of people are Skrulls.
Everyone's
now.
Everyone is a Skrull.
Everyone because, is a Skrull.
So we obviously found out that there's a million now on Earth.
Yeah.
So that was
brought to
that
Earth by Talos.
Yes.
Yeah. Which he kept quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way Fury was like, I think this is your stat.
Yeah.
I was like,
that whole scene was brilliant. As much as I found the episode a little bit boring, get out of me.
I just wish he had just gone, get out of this train, motherfucker. Tick tock.
He's so missed the trick. If you can drop an F-bomb in Guardians of the Galaxy, surely you can do it on Secret Invasion.
Well, yeah.
It's 16 plus, you'd think it. They've got to be saving motherfucker for the last episode.
Yeah,
they have to be if they can get away with that. But that scene.
I'm tired of these motherfucking scroll on this motherfucking planet.
So many beeps.
I'm so sorry. But it had to be done.
I'm gonna be editing this for like 3 hours, but that scene, that was a really good scene.
It was a really good scene.
And again, nothing happened in it major, like actiony wise or anything like that. I appreciate it doesn't all need to be action, but I didn't see kind of where it was going from the start.
No.
I kind of just got drawn into that scene and the whole like the whole history with like what me and Susie were doing, playing doctor behind the barn or whatever it was. And I was invested in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I was
completely
bought in. And then when he was like, tell me something I don't know about you, or tell me something I don't
really
know about
like Skrulls, that game.
I was like, I didn't get where he was going with it, but I liked that.
Yeah,
it was
I thought
good.
It was really cool.
It was good.
And there's an interview with him And he's actually said that the stories that he was telling on the train about his mum are actually real.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's really good.
So he said obviously there's bits where he's changed things and stuff like that, but the basis of the story is actually true stories about his
family. He hasn't been able to name Susie.
It was Barbara.
It must have been Barbara, yeah. But yeah, so there's a million Skrulls on Earth, and they've now completely taken positions of power.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm getting the impression not the president now, from what I've seen, because I feel like if the president was a Skrull, he would have been there on that committee.
Okay.
Do you think he was?
No, I think he is a Skrull. I just don't think he's a bad Skrull.
You think he's a good Skrull, not on that committee?
Yeah.
Potentially, yeah. Maybe. But who was there? So we had the head of NATO.
We had the head of NATO. We had the British Prime Minister.
Yeah. Somebody really high up in a couple of other countries.
Was it the Vice President of America?
I don't know. I thought it was...
Because I know that guy. I've seen him in a million things.
He was in Happy Gilmore.
He was?
Yeah. He was what's his face in Happy Gilmore.
And he was in Flubber?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Getting hit by a golf ball in his office.
That's where you go.
Pretty certain.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
So he's a Skrull. Been a Skrull all along. He's always the bad guy. But they've completely taken over.
Yeah.
When though? That's a question. So it must have been since, so I'm trying to work back now. I was thinking, are they part of those million Skrulls that Talos has had on Earth in the last 5 years? But they can't be, because Gravik says to them, you were there in 1995 when Nick Fury promised us.
It's the OGs. Yeah, yeah.
So the OG Skrulls have settled in and completely taken over.
Yeah.
Running the world. But not for the purposes. The
Skrull.
Exactly. Go ahead. Carry on. They are completely missing the trick if they don't release that song. They need to do it. I've just got a vision of just Skrull Beyonce.
Just them all.
Completely. Beyonce, full makeup, green skin, as a Skrull, doing that. Anybody who can do that sort of thing, somebody make it for us, please. But what I'm trying to think, what was their motive for that? It must have been originally for good, because they've only now just turned and let Gravik be the general.
Yeah, yeah.
So they must have sort of got settled into those positions, I assume, years ago to try and help the Earth.
Maybe, or maybe like a protection clause for themselves in a way.
Yeah, maybe. Or to stop these wars.
Well, mate, I'm thinking more to hide when someone's discovered.
Yeah, so that
if they're in a place of power, they can just make that disappear.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where my mind went when I was thinking about it. But then, obviously, Blip just changed everything up.
Yeah.
And did half the Skrulls go?
Yeah, they must have, because it was half of all life.
Was it half?
Yeah, it was half of everything.
I thought it was half of all Earth life.
No, it was half of everything in the entire universe.
Okay.
Half of everything went. So half the Skrulls would have gone. So some of them could have gone, whether they were then replaced by other Skrulls.
I watched the thing the other day, you know, when he snapped for everything to come back and they said about, like, things coming back.
Yeah.
Exactly the way it was.
Yeah.
So I always, straight off the first time I thought about it, I was like, oh yeah, planes, like people are just going to appear in the air and fall 30,000 feet.
Yeah.
Pregnant people. Never thought about that one.
Oh my God. Like, no. You've taken this down a really dark route, haven't
you? I know, but, must have been a bit horrendous.
Yeah, it must have been a bit grim.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that. Let's not talk. I would assume, I don't know. I'm not going, I was about to start getting into the nitty gritty then. We don't need that. This is a family show.
No, but it made me think about it. So I was like, that's weird.
Think about some weird stuff. I don't like that. I was going to leave this to the end, but let's talk about another Skrull. Okay. Nick Fury's missus. Nick Fury
shocked
is married to a Skrull.
The hell out of me.
Yeah, me too. Completely.
So when did this happen?
I don't.
Because clearly he doesn't wear his ring out.
No, because people aren't supposed to know that he's married, because from a looking after your family perspective, like Clint.
No one knew Clint was married.
So that's why he doesn't wear his ring out, because he doesn't want anybody to know he's married, because obviously he loves his wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Kids, maybe, potentially. He loves his family, and he doesn't want them to become a target, so he's keeping the whole thing quiet. Yeah, yeah. One of the big questions I had, which has been answered, which I think is a bad way of doing it, but one of the big question I had was, does he know she's a Skrull? That was my question at the end. I was like, is this... does he know his wife's a Skrull? Has she been replaced by a Skrull? don't know, basically.
Oh, but I just assumed straight off.
What did he knew?
Yeah.
Well, I think they could have... So, the director, it's been out for like less than 24 hours, this episode now, or just about 24 hours. The director has already come out and said, yeah, he knows. It was written in the script. I was just like, just give us... But we left it like that at the end of the episode so that it had you asking questions until next week's episode. And so, why are you telling us 24 hours after that's what it was?
Get in the bin.
I don't get that.
Why would you do that?
Because that was one of the big things. Because obviously you just assumed, but it had me ask the question, does he know? Yeah. Because that would have been like a whole extra level of infiltration. Yeah. This person who he's clearly trying to protect by not letting anybody else know he's married.
Yeah.
He might not know she was a Skrull, and it's all like another whole level of infiltration. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they've taken it away from us in an interview. And again, Joe Bloggs watching this show won't necessarily know that because they won't go looking for that sort of information. But yeah, it just got me thinking.
That's a bit naff, though.
I think it's a bit naff. You could have just left that till next week's episode. Completely left it. Let's talk about Gaia. Gaia is now not trusting Gravik.
Yeah.
So she's doing some digging. So she followed Gravik's mate to these two doctors who are building something.
Yeah.
And asking for the harvest. So there was something about a harvest. So Gravik's mate was like, they said this Dr. Dalton.
So I'm now thinking, is this harvest the thing when she goes into that room? You know, in the trailer?
Yes.
And she sees a lot.
Yeah.
I'm wondering whether they're actually harvesting so that Skrull can maybe change without needing a human body. Does that make sense? Essentially making them more of a shapeshifter.
Well, they are shapeshifters. They're only taking over. They only have to see you, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, but I'm talking about because they have to take the memories and stuff like that. Is this going to be a way
they don't have to, though.
No. I know they don't have to, but
making it easier. So I'm wondering whether
there's a certain amount that needs harvesting for them to then be able to just shapeshift into anybody that they want.
Maybe.
And know things.
Yeah. I wonder whether Gaia knows that there's a million Skrulls on Earth and Gravik's now got all of them in. I don't know where it's going to go.
I find it weird we haven't seen Gaia in a Skrull form yet.
I think that's really strange.
Yeah, okay. Just as long as I'm not the only one.
No. I think it's really weird.
But we haven't seen Gravik either as a Skrull.
We've
seen him shapeshift into other things, other people.
Yeah. We've seen Gaia shapeshift into other people as well, though. We saw Gaia, so in episode one, when Gaia met with Talos, she turned into a blonde lady when he turned into the taxi driver.
Okay.
So we have seen her shapeshift. So we know she's a Skrull.
Yeah.
But it's weird that we've not seen her in Skrull form. But then you are completely correct. We haven't seen Gravik either.
No.
But is it just because to be fair, to a degree, they've had quite a bit of like limited screen time? Have we seen Talos? Have we seen Talos as a Skrull? I've seen him shapeshift. I've not seen him as a Skrull once, other than in the start of this episode when you saw the beginning of Captain Marvel. Even when he was in that room with Skrulls, he was still Ben Mendelsohn.
Not so much with Talos, but more so with these two. But they're fighting to be at home in their own skin. That's what their whole thing is about.
But they did make a point as to why they stay in the human forms at the start of episode one. She said it's so that we become as used to it as possible. Do you know what I mean? So we get used to our human form so that we can sell it more. So I suppose if there's no reason to go back to Skrull form, that's maybe why they're just staying in the form they are. But yeah, it just doesn't sit quite right.
No, I feel like I feel like it's a purposeful thing, and I feel like we might find out why later.
Well, they're definitely Skrulls. But what I said to you, didn't I, after the first episode, is it Sorin? Because the whole, I find it weird that Sorin's dead and we've not seen that. My experience of watching however many years of Marvel and other things is, if you don't see him die on screen, they're probably not dead.
Funnily enough, so I was wondering whether she was the Indian lady.
Who's Sorin?
Yeah.
I think
so. And she's gone heavily undercover.
A proper infiltrated.
Everyone thinks she's dead and she's there. Because she did talk to Talos, didn't she, over the phone?
Yes.
Afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm wondering whether that's her.
Could be.
Even he doesn't know that that's who that is.
Maybe.
But she's trying to get to the top to know as much information as possible to pass that. I don't know.
Well, I also said to you, is Emilia Clarke Sorin? And Gaia's died. And she's gone organ, she's gone in pretending that she's died to sort of, I don't know how you'd
but
get
then,
in there.
Yeah, that would be good. But the only thing I'd say is when he has that conversation where she first finds out that Soren's dead, she goes and she sits and she does cry.
I know, but then she would die if she would cry. I think she might be upset if she's not able to tell him that his daughter's dead and it's actually her. That'd still be really hard work. Do you know what I mean? But then I suppose there was a look of shock on her face when she found out that her mum was dead. But yeah, I don't know. We're probably just reading too much into it. There are only 6 episodes. There's not going to be that much. But again, it's like, what are you going to do for the rest of the episodes? Before we go back to Gravik, because there's a lot to talk about Gravik, there's a lot of teasers in this episode, which you might not have picked up on, but I got onto. But I feel like it's the perfect way to end the episode. Let's talk about Olivia Colman.
Oh,
because we have to, because she
my
was amazing.
Absolute idol.
She was good.
I love her so much it almost hurts. I think she's brilliant.
That's a bit full on, Andy.
No, I love her.
She was.
I will fight anyone that says otherwise.
She's very, very good.
She is brilliant.
And, right, this isn't me, but this is not me. Dissing Marvel, because you know we all know I've got my problems with Marvel. When I was watching this whole interrogation thing, probably about halfway through, I sat there for a brief second and thought, what is she doing in this? She's far too good for this. She's brilliant.
She is brilliant.
But I was like, why is she doing this? She's on another level. She's 100% on another. And it's weird because she's the girlfriend from Peep Show. Do you know what I mean? That we used to watch 20 years ago, who was in like every other episode. And you wouldn't think that she'd then get to this point.
Yeah.
But I found myself thinking. And that's a complete compliment to her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's played the queen.
Exactly. I can't wrap my head around why she's in this. Either she's just up for a proper laugh. Or lots of money. Or there's a lot more to this part than we think there's going to be to this part.
So I think there's a lot more to the part.
Yeah.
But I also think it's a potential on getting her face into America more.
Which, I mean, she won an Oscar.
She did win an Oscar. But...
get her more mainstream.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know whether it's... No,
Oscars don't sell tickets. Oscar movies don't make bank at the box office. No. Do you know what I mean?
And I mean, she's won tons of BAFTAs and stuff like that, but that's all very English.
Yes.
And a lot of the stuff that she's done has been BBC, very English. Do you know what I mean?
I
think it's just to maybe get her out in the mainstream stuff a little bit more, which
I'm grateful for her.
Yeah,
She was amazing. She was.
That whole scene, the way she did it, it was so politely sinister.
Oh, terrifying.
It was brilliant.
She reminded me of Professor Umbridge from Harry Potter.
Yes.
Because it was like, she's dead lovely and you would like, she wouldn't say boo to a goose, but she'll kill you in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? She's not bothered. It's like, I'm just going to inject you with this now. Your blood's going to boil. It's going to be 160 degrees, but you'll be okay. As long as you tell me what I need to know.
Don't have to do this.
Exactly.
Just tell me what I want to know.
It was when she went in and she just literally got the pruning shears.
I
just chopped this finger off. I was just like, what is going on?
Well, we've cleared that one up, haven't we?
It's horrible.
I was just like, yes, love this.
She's brilliant.
And then she literally just kicks the chair over, opens the hatch, and she's gone. And I just loved it. I was just like, this is just fab.
She is going to be, she's such a good character. She's already my highlight.
Part of me wondered whether that was Soren.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder, is that Soren as well? Yeah.
And whether she's... I don't know whether she's been so traumatized that she's become almost sociopathic.
Yeah. But it's a very short time to, because she was Maria Hill a couple of years ago. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a very
Before
short
the blip.
Time. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, yeah, she didn't blip. If she didn't blip, that's what, 8 years? So it's a lot. It is a long time when you could become a complete psychopath. But I mean, I'm not talking from experience, but I suppose it's a I think if enough happens and she's had to deal with that. But yeah, I just feel that there's going to be there's got to be more. If there isn't any more to that character, she's still brilliant.
Oh yeah,
She's still amazing.
Yeah.
I just hope we get more of her going forward.
Yeah.
I also think that this is probably going to be like one of the last times we see Nick Fury other than the Marvels.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be very interesting if she originally was the new Fury to a degree.
The Marvels was initially before this, wasn't it?
It was.
And it got moved. And that's why I think like part of the reason, that's the part of the reason we haven't got all the answers that you were saying about before.
Yeah.
Because we may have got that information in the Marvels before this came out, and then now because of the changes.
I just think it's a bad way of doing it then, if that's the case, because I think at the end of this series, they either need to kill Nick Fury off or send him off into the sunset as a retirement, and to then have him seeing him again in 6 months' time, even if we're like, oh, well, this is before that happened, it's just going to take a bit of the... It's just take a bit of the power away from it. Do you know what I mean? But I would like to see her going forward in the MCU. Because I know we've got, what's her name, Valentina.
I want them to make a lead Saber. Because if Saber's going to become a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
She doesn't have to be in it all the time.
The new director of S.H.I.E.L.D. type thing, but it's obviously Saber now,
She'd be a bit like the Amanda Waller type. No, have I just Waller, got the name right?
Waller.
Yeah.
Oh, and she'd be so much worse.
I know.
But in a brilliant way.
I know.
Yeah, I'm completely over that.
I'm loving it. I also like the fact that they alluded to the Avengers again, and he said why he wasn't getting the Avengers involved.
Yeah.
Because the second that you don't know whether they're human or not, it'll get real. And exactly. I like the fact that he's... It was pretty much a passing comment.
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a weak excuse as well, but at least they made an excuse. Sat there going, why is this person?
Because we saw in the trailers, it was just him going, well, this is my fight. And I thought, well, that's weak as well.
Yeah.
But then at least that one gave it a bit of reasoning behind it. And I was like, okay, I can get behind that.
Yeah, completely. So. And that kind of leads on to sort of where Gravik's going. So we already touched on Gaia not now being fully supportive of of Gravik. And her spying on this guy talking about the harvest, this Dalton married couple scientists who are doing something, and they seem to have this big, it looks like a chamber that lights up with some sort of power.
Yeah.
And then she went on the computer. Yes. And she saw what's going on the computer.
Where we saw Groot.
Okay. Do you get where we're going with this?
No.
Okay. So.
But I noticed it, but I was like, so are there Groot people on the planet?
There's not Groot people.
I was really confused.
Okay. So it's not 100%, but this is where I think it's going.
Okay.
And I think I'm right with this one, to be fair.
Okay.
So we've mentioned in the past Super Skrulls or the Super Skrull.
Yeah.
So Skrulls don't have powers. That's how you can always tell the difference between a Skrull and a normal hero.
Yeah.
Because they're super strong and stuff like that. Like the guy who Olivia Colman was saying, I'll break the chains and I'll kill you, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So they've got super strength, stronger than humans anyway, but they've not got superpowers. So in the comics, the first Skrull to have superpowers was a Skrull, I think it was called Kurt or something like that.
Right.
And he was imbued with the powers of the Fantastic Four because the Skrulls were Fantastic Four bad guys.
Okay.
So the first Super Skrull had Reed Richards' stretchiness, the Thing's super strength, Johnny Storm's fire powers, and then Sue Storm's invisibility and shields all and stuff like that. All in one. Ooh, he had all four powers. But we've not had the Fantastic Four in Marvel yet.
Yeah.
So they've got to give him those powers. So those powers are going to be Groot, stretching like Mr. Fantastic, Cull Obsidian, super strength, Extremis, which is his fire, and then the ice thing. So obviously that they're going with ice powers instead of Sue Storm's invisibility powers. But they're going to imbue... I think the plan is that all the Skrulls will be imbued with all those powers.
Yeah.
But I would guess it's only going to get as far as Gravik.
Right.
Which is why in the trailer, we've seen that shot where Gravik looks like he's got Venom powers and like the big black Venom thing comes out of his hand. That's Groot's powers. So that's him doing the stretching powers. So that's where it's going to go. I'm not a huge comic book reader.
Yeah.
I don't read comics at all, to be perfectly honest. But I don't get the impression that people are going to be super happy about them doing this in this order, if you get what I mean. Because if to take the Super Skrull, not, you know, without us having Fantastic Four yet, and doing it in a workaround way to get to that, I think maybe people will see it as a bit rushing into it. Because then you can't then do that with the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
And that is one of the biggest Fantastic Four villains. Obviously, you got Doctor Doom and Galactus and stuff like that, but it's taken away from that a little bit. But I also think it's a bit predictable with what we've seen in the trailers and stuff like that, because we know he's going to get superpowers.
Yeah.
But it's clearly where we're going to be going with it. Yeah. How'd you kill that?
Well, Nick can't.
Exactly. So we've talked about the Avengers not being in this. If you've got a Skrull that's got extremis fire powers, I assume can turn things to ice with the frost beast powers. It's got the strength and the toughness of Cull Obsidian and Groot powers. One man, one Skrull's got all that power, and he's already super strong. How are you beating that? Are you beating that? Is he going to go on to be a recurring villain in the future? I don't know.
Well,
are we going to get a cameo from Captain Marvel?
Well, that was my first thought then when you were saying that.
But does that Captain then take Marvel away from this?
It would. So my thought is the whole point of this exposure rather than defeat? So the whole thing is that it's a secret invasion.
Mm-hmm.
So once he's super scrolled,
it's not secret anymore.
Well, yeah, if the objective by the end is to make it so that Earth is now aware that Skrulls are among us, mm-hmm. and there's this particularly bad one,
yeah.
Do they flee, recoup, and then potentially come back at a later date to fight?
Potentially.
And that could be what goes down.
Yeah.
Which I'd be okay with, because we don't particularly have reoccurring villains.
No, I know
in any
don't.
Of them.
I don't think, but my concern is, and I know we're kind of going off the show now, my concern is that it's not a big enough, the shows aren't a big enough thing to that big of a thing. This is the second lowest viewed Disney Plus show.
Yeah.
The only thing that's had lower views on the series premiere was Ms. Marvel. Ms. Marvel had 775,000 million, something like that, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm sure it was two, random numbers. Yeah, I think I'm right. Loki was the top with like 2.5 million views in the first weekend. Yeah. This had less than 1 million views. Right. Even She-Hulk had 1.5 million.
Okay.
On Disney Plus. So it's, I don't think that they, and I think Disney know that, because they've not marketed this particularly well. I'll be dead honest. No. There's a lot of people out there who I don't even think know this is happening, to be perfectly honest, unless you're into this thing.
Secret.
It is a secret. It's clues in the name. But I don't think it's a big enough thing to introduce something that's going to have big ramifications for the MCU going forward.
Yeah.
And that's what concerns me, that Gravik's going to be a one-and-done villain. Yeah. Somehow they're going to kill him in some stupid way, but they're trying to make it come across as quite a big threat because he's going to have all these superpowers. Yeah. And then we're going to get to the end and we're going to go, what a waste.
Yeah.
But then some characters will carry over, like Gaia and like Olivia Colman's character and stuff like that. But
That's all
guesswork. But I'm excited at the fact that I think that's where they're going to go with Gravik. We know that's where they're going to go with Gravik, don't we? We've seen him in the trailers with the superpowers. We know that's where it's going to go. So I'm excited to see something as big and powerful as that in one of these Disney Plus shows. I just worry how they're then going to deal with it forward and whether they're going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Especially with Secret Invasion. I mean, Secret Invasion is such a big story in the comics, and the Super Skrull is a completely different story, and they're mashing it all together, and I feel like it needs to be a big thing.
Yeah,
but we'll see. We are only 2 episodes in.
We are,
as we said. I'm a bit more excited for episode 3 now.
I'm more excited for episode three.
Should we
can we just mention one more thing?
Yeah, you mention as much as you want, mate.
The funeral.
Maria's funeral
and her mum. This is what I mean about Nick just getting it from every angle, really.
Completely blamed for it, yeah.
Because he literally, I mean, she told him to be honest, and he was honest, and then she was like, so it's your fault. And I was like, damn.
I mean, she's not wrong, but it's not like he dragged her there.
No, exactly. That was Maria's choice.
Mm-hmm. But she's lost a daughter, she needs someone to blame.
I know.
So it makes sense.
But I was trying to work out what her accent was.
Yeah, it was all over the place.
Wasn't it, though?
Yeah, it was English and then it was American. Yeah. I think she's an English actress, and she was trying to do an American accent. Not particularly well. Because at first I thought she was English.
Completely,
she's English. And then she said it's her daughter. I thought she said my niece at first.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'll buy that. And then she said my daughter. And I was like, how can she be? I mean, clearly she could have an English mum. But then she kind of like went full on America and was like all over the place. But sometimes people just aren't very good at accents. And they go, I mean, Jason Statham, do you know what I mean?
But I must admit, I did like that they treated her death like, it was like a bit of a military type.
Yeah. It wasn't a funeral. It was
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean. She's back in the US, basically. Repatriation. I've just completely destroyed that word. You know what I mean. You all know what I mean, listeners. You all know what I mean. I don't know. Repatrianization.
Do you know what you just reminded me of?
What?
You know, in the Santa Claus 2.
Yeah, go on.
The certification process has begun. That kid.
We should have just got him into it. He'll know what the word is. Should we see what the listeners thought? Should we do Pod Fans Assemble?
Yes.
Pod Fans Assemble.
So we asked what you thought, as usual. 79% loved it.
That's higher than I thought it would be. Genuinely, I thought we'd have a lot more middle ground. I don't get why anyone'd hate it, but yeah, I thought we'd have a lot more middle ground.
15% said it was okay, and 6% hated it.
Okay. Don't get the hate.
No, I don't get the hate.
I don't get that much love for it, though. I'm seeing really mixed.
I did really love it.
I'm seeing mixed. I
was totally okay with
it. I'm more good with it now.
And I want to know where Olivia Colman went in that little vent.
No, she's just out, isn't she? She's probably gone straight to the pub. Domino's pub. Home.
I just want to see her randomly legging it down the street. And I don't know why. I just feel like it'll satisfy me in some way.
From her. Boss. She's boss.
So Ross said, loved it from start to finish. It felt it built more momentum from last week, and I'm questioning a few characters. I think Rhodey could be a Skrull.
I don't think Rhodey's a Skrull.
I don't think he's a Skrull.
I think A, it was too obvious, and B, he got too much of a hard time from the Skrull committee.
Yeah.
And I just don't think he's a Skrull.
No.
Could be wrong. Maybe they're just trying to throw us off.
Yeah. Olivia Colman is great in this series. Definite standout for me overall. Agreed. This episode was just a lot better than last week.
I don't agree.
I don't agree on that.
I think first episode was better.
Yeah.
I think first episode was better. But again, each to their own.
And then he also said, wait, can I add I hate the AI opening credits?
I don't like the credits.
I don't think anybody particularly likes
them.
I
never skip the credits. Ever. Yeah. I'll always just leave them on, and I was like, I can't watch this. They go on for far too long, and they're just weird. I don't like it.
Oh, you see, now, even if I'm not particularly feeling the beginning, it gets me ready.
Okay. Psych yourself up.
Yeah.
After Maria died last week, it's like, let's get ready for this.
I needed to. I was like,
coming.
They're going to address the aftermath. I can't cope with it.
I need to watch the credits.
Is she going to change into a Skrull all of a sudden?
No.
Now that we've got back
into
the episode.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
I know.
The start of the episode.
See, that, I'd have been like, okay.
Not for her,
but just like that thing of someone's dad at the end of one episode and then the beginning of the next episode and you see it's not what you thought.
I know, but it would have just completely detracted from that.
It would have for Maria if it was somebody else.
Oh, yeah, if it was some random...
And there was some sort of twist there, I'd be like, oh, that's cool, I like that. Because I've been thinking for a week that this person's dead and now it turns out it's not that person.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, that would be cool, but...
Not in this case.
No. Totally Rad Christmas said, digging it so far.
Amazing.
Matt said, Brad Pitt and Matt Damon called Don Cheadle the scene stealer after working with him in Ocean's 11.
I wondered where we were going with that then, but yeah, okay, I'm all right.
Yeah, so did I. Samuel L. Jackson is usually the best part of anything he's in, but man oh man, I think Olivia Colman outshined them both this episode.
Completely agree.
She was having the time of her life on screen. I really think she was as well.
I wasn't sold on her either before this series. Right, I know she's good. I know she's good. But I was a bit like, what she did.
Have you seen?
The same thing, what she doing in this, but not like she's too good for this. I was just like, she doesn't fit it or suit it. So it's going to be weird having her in it, but now. Completely.
Have you seen that other movie that she did with Emma Stone?
The Favourite. It was I've seen clips of it. I've not watched the whole thing.
She's insane in
did
that.
Did she win something for that? Is that what she won the Oscar for?
I think that might be what she won the Oscar for. Yeah, it is.
Is she what she won the Oscar
It
for?
Is, yeah, yeah.
No, I need to watch it.
And I mean, just like, even when you just watch her acceptance speeches and stuff like that, she's just not the typical Hollywood person.
No,
and that's what I love about her.
Yeah.
Like,
and she's better than
it's
most.
It's very humble in a way.
Yeah.
And I love her because of that.
Yeah, she's good.
But yeah, you need to watch The Favourite because she's back crazy.
A list of stuff to watch.
Yeah.
But I'll watch it.
She was having the time of her life on screen. Let's hope the last four episodes have much more of her.
I hope that too.
Sleepy Dad said, can't lie, this episode dragged a bit. Lots of mumbly dialogue and drawn out conversations that I actually nodded off for a bit and had to rewatch. Correct name then, innit? Sleepy Dad.
Hey,
see what I did. Not sure we needed a big reveal of his secret Range Rover just for him to drive home.
What? I miss this. I miss that completely. I don't know what we're talking about.
No, I don't, but that's fine.
You don't even know he's
not sure. Not sure we needed a big reveal of his secret Range Rover just for him to drive home.
I think you would dream that bit while you were asleep.
No, Nick Fury.
No, I know, but what secret Land Rover?
Well, he's come back to Earth with nothing apart from what's on his back, and then suddenly he's got this Range Rover. Yeah,
fair play.
I think they're trying to lay some interesting story waypoints, but it's a bit slow.
Yeah, I can. That's I saw this comment and I just thought, that's me completely. I completely, totally agree with that.
Yeah. Geeky Nate said, damn, this week's Secret Invasion. You chaps called it with the president being a Skrull, but damn, the prime minister, the Indian president, etc. And then being up to this since the snap. God, I hope for more flashbacks focused at the 5-year blip.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't want any more flashbacks. I think we need to move forward now.
Yeah.
I mean, I want more flashbacks of the blip in future. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I just don't want any more in this.
Yeah. No, I get you. Ken Wilson said, Secret Invasion is turning out to be the Andor of the MCU. This week was so tense, and Don Cheadle hasn't been as good as Rhodes, perhaps ever. Oh, Olivia Colman, you delightful scene stealing Bay.
Agree. But I feel like Ken's using that Andor in a positive way. To me, that's like...
that's going to be my...
But at the same time, I'm like, I agree, it was a bit slow. It was a bit... For me, it was a bit slow.
Yeah, no. I'm...
I appreciate it more now, but I still think it was a bit slow. But yeah. Hopefully, like we said, hopefully that's it now. All the dialogue-y bits are done and we can get onto a bit more.
Yeah.
Things happening rather than teasing things.
But the general feedback is that everyone's really digging Olivia Colman.
Yeah, she's a legend.
She is.
Total legend.
So I'm happy with that. When Harry Met Movie said, simply this guy is stealing the show.
That's underneath a picture of Ben Mendelsohn as Talos.
Okay.
Yeah. He's good. I mean, he's very... I think Olivia Colman's completely stolen the show,
yeah,
to be honest. But he's very understated, but he still leaves a really big impression on you. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. I can't think of anything he's actually done massively in the first two episodes, but no. I'd still see him as second standout to Olivia Colman.
Yeah.
Which is good. Whereas, because she's been like completely nuts. So it's a different way
but
of...
But proper.
Yeah.
Like, it's a different way of grabbing your attention.
Yeah, it's a different way of grabbing your attention. She's been more in your face, whereas Ben Mendelsohn has been more like subtle about it, but he's still grabbed your attention.
Yeah. Sheldon Pink said, great episode. I'm still mourning the loss of Hill. Me too, mate, me too. But Olivia Colman has filled me with awe and took the sting off a bit. I still hope Hill returns, but OC is great with her delivery. Cool, delightful, yet scary as hell. The story is ticking along nicely, plus AI sucks.
AI sucks.
People, that wasn't plus, that was PS, and I just said plus.
People don't like the AI.
People really don't like the AI. I get it. It's a bit naff. I get what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I just wasn't a fan.
Yeah, no, it looks crap. Sorry, it does. Is that us?
No.
No, got more?
Will said, I liked it. Bit slower than last week. I liked the long episodes and still find myself constantly second guessing if someone is a Skrull or not. Olivia Colman didn't disappoint. The roadie shout in last week's episode doesn't seem too far-fetched.
What was the roadie shout in last week's episode? I've slept since then. Nice. Can I just apologise about the dogs going mental outside? Just barking their head off. I can't even edit it out. I'm not that good.
I don't remember either.
But we clearly were right. Good, we're clever.
Well done us.
It's just so effortless that we can't even remember what it was. Thanks for that though, guys. Thanks for everybody for getting involved in Pod Fans.
Always appreciated.
Should we do patron shout-outs? Thanks to Geek and Eight, Kenneth, Night Spearhead, Richard, Jessica, Avid Gamer, and Sheldon for supporting the show. Patrons get exclusive access to our bonus podcast, Into the Podverse, with brand new episodes every month. We still haven't decided 100% what we're doing for July yet, but we will let you know. If The Flash comes out on digital tomorrow, it'll be The Flash. If not, it'll probably be the month after. Patrons also get discounts off merch and the ability to listen to the show being recorded live every week. If you'd like to access all that extra content and support the show, you can head over to patreon.com/thatsuperherothing or hit the link in the description. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to come back. I put next episode because it's not next week. We're not here next week.
No.
I'm away next week. So we're going to be doing an episode, unless we can figure something out, but more than likely it's not going to be next week. So the week after we will be doing episode 3 and 4, like a bumper episode.
Yeah.
So stick around for that. If you don't already, make sure to check out our socials at Twitter and Instagram for all the latest updates on the show and calls to action for next episode of Pond Fans Assemble. If you want to get into the real conversation though with us and the listeners, don't forget to head over to our Discord server.
Yeah.
And again, the link is in the description. Finally, if you've enjoyed the show, please make sure to follow us on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a rating or review on Apple or Spotify. The more 5-star reviews we get, the higher we go up the chart and the more people will find the show. Other than that though, I think we're done. I might go and watch it again, you know. I feel like I appreciate it more now.
Do you?
Off having this conversation and sort of digging into it in a little bit more detail.
I just want to watch the torture scene again.
Yeah, I feel like I might just watch that again. I might just go on YouTube. Anyway, I'll figure it out. Right, guys, we'll speak to you in a couple of weeks. See you later.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye. Bye.